Today is part two of Birchas HaChodesh. Yes, I'm going to the Sefer with you. Most of the stuff I'm telling you comes from the Sefer called Yerach Toif. I saw actually a feature of the Sefer on Matzev from Rabbi Avilchanan Adler. Yesterday we went through some of the lumdis of Birchas HaChodesh. Is Birchas HaChodesh a me'ein of Kiddush HaChodesh? Is it just a community announcement? We went through some of the issues, some of the svaris in the dinim of what it's all about. I just want to go through the nusach of Birchas HaChodesh. We mentioned yesterday there are five parts to Birchas HaChodesh. There's the Yehi Ratzon, which we mentioned yesterday is relatively a new modern insertion into the tefillah. The nusach of the Yehi Ratzon was only inserted into the tefillah in the 18th century. The second part of the Birchas HaChodesh is the announcement of the Moilad. The third part is the Misha Asim Nisim expression. The fourth part is the announcement of which day is Rosh Chodesh. And the fifth part is Yichadesh Shein. All this is done when the Chazan is holding the Sefer Torah. We discussed yesterday, it's sitting, standing, based upon all the Yesodos of what exactly is Birchas HaChodesh, what is Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, let's go to the Nusach of the Yehi Ratzon. Now, we know the Nusach comes from a Gemara Masechet Brachos. Brachos Daf Tes Zayin. It was the Nusach of Rav. Rav would say this Nusach, a variation of this Nusach, every single day before he finished Shmoneh Esrei. Before he said Yehi Ratzon, he would say this Nusach every single day. Now, what's interesting, before we go into this exact Nusach, this is fascinating, with a lot of, just packed with a lot of fascinating ideas that are not commonly known. The earliest versions of Birchas HaChodesh had a nusach that's very similar to what we say Monday, Thursday. What do we say Monday, Thursday? Let me turn to the page. If you're a Baal Tzvila, you have to rattle off very quickly. Where I used to daven, that was the thing, they would drive me crazy. I have to say the Hiratzons when they, as soon as they start Hagbah, they always warn me. As soon as they do Hagbah, I gotta start, and I gotta say it very, very fast. What? Page 62, not in the.
My show was a race. And the guy did the Lila, and the guy said Hiratzon. He said, I better I can finish before you finish the Lila.
Okay, basically, I don't. This also appears in Hebrew. This Sefer Yerach Tov was originally published in Hebrew, so that's one of the miracles of having the Hebrew version. Some of the Ma'amari Chazal are a lot easier in Hebrew than English. But basically, if you look at the Yehi Ratzon on page 62, you don't have to sit in front of you. L'choinen espes chayenu l'hoshev es shchinasob l'besoichenu b'meher v'yameinu v'nemar amen. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore, to establish the Beis HaMikdash, which we call the Beis Chayenu, and to restore the Shechina. L'rachem oleinu v'yal pleit oseinu. The next one is L'kayim b'nu chachmei yishol talmidei chachomim heim u'neshem v'vneim v'noseim v'salmideim v'salmideim v'chol makomis moshoseim. And the last one is Shenishma v'nispaser b'soros tovus yishuos. Now it's fascinating. You know, I never thought about this. That you really look at what we have today, the Yehi Ratzon, the Misha Asa. It really is a synopsis or an elaboration, I'm not sure which way to go, or another variation of those Yehi Ratzons. It's amazing. We have the Hu Yigal Oysanu Bikarov Yikabeitz Nidochenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should redeem us and should gather us. Exactly what we say over here. We mention Hashem lohoshev eshchinoso besochin tibui bilu besamigdash l'rachim oleinu v'yal pleito seinu v'lebnoi mashus me'amagefim oleinu. The last part, especially v'kabitz nidochenu b'arba kanfais oretz, and we ask for besoros tovos. Now we don't have that in the Nusach Ashkenaz, but the Nusach Svart says that. Okay, so I'm not prepared to go through all the details, but just a very, very interesting idea. I never knew anything, but certainly didn't know this, but it's a fascinating idea to know that the real Birchas HaChodesh is the Yehi Ratzons that are said on Monday and Thursday. That used to be the core of the what was said, and for some mysterious reason, in the 18th century, it was transformed into this Yehi Ratzon with the Misha Asim Yichadesh Shehu, which it's not clear. He doesn't tell us.
But they made it into one paragraph.
Three paragraphs. There's the Yehi Ratzon, there's the Misha Asim, there's the Yichadesh Shehu.
Yeah, I mean, the Yekes and the Hungarians accepted it, both accepted it.
First of all, Chabad, I don't think says the first Yehiratzon. There's a halakha we discussed yesterday, there's a halakhic issue. You don't ask for private about kashos on Shabbos. So we gave the common answer. The only time you know, there's nothing really wrong with asking for private about kashos. The only thing is you shouldn't get disturbed. It shouldn't affect you to share your oinik Shabbos. So since these are general expressions, it doesn't share us. We don't get disturbed. That's why there's no violation of being misfal. Not everyone accepts. What I've read is that Chabad and the Gra, Vilna Gaon, the Gra didn't say the Yehiratzon. He was objected to this any type of tefillah on Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, though, I think they say it. The Vilna Siddur says it. All those who claim that they are pure Nusach Gra, if I'm not mistaken, they do say it. What?
We said it.
Everyone says what? In Eretz Yisrael, they say it. In Eretz Yisrael, it's Minna Gra. So I don't know exactly what that means. But it appears that not everyone accepted saying the first Yehiratzon because there's too much mention of private bakashan, it's not in the proper theme of Shabbos. Okay, but we do say it, and it's something to take note of, that it really comes from those four Yehiratzos. He just points out, Rabbi Adler points out in the Sefer, is that, is he related to, did the Adler, is Adler related to the Adler?
What's the
first
Elchanan? I don't know any Elchanan.
So what's very, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just looking at this, they don't have this Rosh Seder, and yeah. those weekday Yehiratzons are in the Haskaros Rosh Chodesh.
Those weekday
Yehiratzon.
Well, yeah, ours also. Nusach Ashkenaz also. Yeah.
It's parallel.
It's Nusach Ashkenaz.
It's in the
okay, so it's a fascinating point. And he makes the point of saying how bizarre it is that we are so quick and so swift in modern times not to say the Yehiratzon. The slightest excuse, when you don't say Tachman, whenever you don't say Tachman, you don't say the Yehiratzon. Shabbos, you don't say Tachman, right? But on Shabbos, we basically say, Beruch HaSachodesh, we basically say all of the Yehiratzon. That's where it comes from. So what would be so terrible if we would say the Yehiratzon on a regular Monday, Thursday, even on a day when we don't say Tachman? He just makes that bizarre observation that we're looking to cut corners when we're really cutting out the Ikar, or really what used to be part of the Yehiratzon. Okay, so this is what?
It's not a package deal with this one?
It's not a what?
Package deal. One, you get the other.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, but that's something very interesting. Now, the next thing is that we say this nusach, which is very similar to the tefillah of Rav. In fact, I have here in the Siddur al Pi tefillas Rav b'mesech the bracha istaf tes zayin amibes. And in fact, at the end of the nusach, some people have the nusach to say bezuchus tefillas Rav chay chayim shemali Hashem mishalos libein l'toiva bezuchus tefillas Rav.
Yeah.
B'schus tfilas rabim. So either it means the schus we ask Rav's med. Rav was the one who composed this tefillah. Rav lived. Now, why would we mention Rav? So there's a tradition. I don't know what this means, but this is what it says. This is what it says in the Sfam. I don't have all the sources, but it says that Rav had unusual arichas yamim. Unusual. Some want to go so far to say that he lived 300 years. Okay, could that possibly be? I don't know. But they don't say that about me and you. They say the arichas yom, that he did have. We have a Rav, Rav was an Amora. But Rav Tanhu, Pollock, yeah, Rav goes back to Tanhu. The whole bracha is all about arichas yom. The sitting on the opening line is, M'chadish, Chodesh Azel, the title of bracha, the sitting on Chayim Aruchim, long life. Long life really should be Arukim with a kaf. Arukim, long life. And then, according to some opinions, everything else is an explanation. Chaim Shal Shom, everything we say, Chaim Shal Shom, Chaim Shal Teva, Chaim Shal Baracha, Chaim Shal Panas, all of these things explain what is Chaim Aruchim? What does it mean, long life? Long life means all of these things. Who is the one that epitomized long life? It was Rav. So it wasn't just Stam that Rav composed the tefillah. Rav lived the tefillah. He's the epitome of the tefillah, so there is some logic to it why we would say b'zechus tefillas Rav. You don't, every single nusach tefillah, we don't just say b'zechus, the one who composed the tefillah. But Rav, obviously, he lived the tefillah. He didn't just composed the tefillah, it was fulfilled within him, the tefillah. That's why it's upgraded to a higher madrega, and it would be something nice to mention the zechus of Rav. Some say they cannot possibly be. When there's such a difference, b'schus tefillas Rabim. And this goes back yesterday, what we discussed yesterday, that the reason why we say Birchas HaChodesh, according to one opinion, one approach, is Birchas HaChodesh is the fulfillment of Kiddush HaChodesh. And Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah upon Klal Yisrael. It's a mitzvah HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. It's one of the few mitzvahs in the Torah where it says the word Lochem. And the Ikar HaDin, it is a common upon the entire Klal Yisrael to sanctify the new moon. The only reason why Beis Din does it was because we made them our representatives. Not everyone is knowledgeable in all of the difficult calculations to figure out when should be the Rosh Chodesh. So Klal Yisrael gave it over to the Beis Din. They should make the calculations and they should do it. They'll be our Shluchim, our agents. Bizman hazeh, where there is no Beis Din, so they can't do it for us. If they can't do it for us, according to them, there's one, there's a chiddush, such an approach, it comes back to us. And Hillel Hanasi, he went and he made the calculations for all future generations. He set into motion the template of what should be done. But on Shabbos, before Rosh Chodesh, it is actually Klal Yisrael taking back the koyach of Kiddush HaChodesh, and we announce a new month. We are once again being Mekadesh to Chodesh, and it's the only time of the year when it's Mamash Lachem. So here we have an opportunity to say Bizuchus Tfilas Rabim. It's like an Asifa, right? It's like an Asifa on Water Street or in Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim. The whole Klal Yisrael is coming together in order to Mekadesh the Chodesh as what the Torah requires, and that's why we would say Bizuchus Tfilas Rabim. Yep. Not b'schus tefilas raf. And what's the third answer? As Mr. Weiss pointed out, that it's a tohus hadfus. That originally it said, it originally just is like the art scroll they had at the bottom of the field. It said, it says barachos a tefilas. What did it say? Well, what's the answer? It says something tefilas rav mesech the barachos. Bizuchus, okay, I don't remember the details. He has it over here. I forgot the details. It just was a notation. There was a tefillah, and at the bottom of the tefillah, the printer put in that where could you find this tefillah? This tefillah is a tefillah of Rav and Masech the Brachos. It was a marim mokoin. It was a footnote. A footnote to tell you where to find the tefillah.
Now, in the Nusach Shvat, it says it in the print.
No. That's what we have today in the modern Siddurim. But how did that get in there? It's bizarre. At the end of a tefillah, you say b'schus tefillas rav, b'schus tefillas rav. So some say, yeah, that's part of the deal. Some say, no. That was never meant to be. It was never meant to be that you should actually say those words. Those words in the early Siddurim was a footnote that we have its prayer. And if you want to know where this prayer came from, it comes from the Gemara, Masechta Brachos, tefillas rav. And somehow Masechta turned into Zuchus Tfilas, something along those lines. There was a corruption of the print, and it turned into something that we actually say. Okay, but that is
Brachos and Zuchus. Just take out one of the letters.
Brachos or Zuchus. Yeah. Zuchus Rav. Okay, something along those lines.
But they say that about the Magdal and Migdal, right?
Magdal and the Shmuel Beis. Yeah. Magdal and Migdal. There's other things like that. Printers crept into our Nusach HaTzvila. Okay, so that's three different ideas. Mishchus Tzvilas Rabim, Tzvilas Rav. It was just in Maramakim, which somehow crept into the Nusach HaTzvila. Okay, now let's go to another. Let's just jump around. Why is it that when it comes to Yir HaShemayim, do we say, we change the signoin? In other words, when we begin, we say, HaKadosh Hazeh, Chaim Shel Shalom, Chaim Shel Toiv, Chaim Shel Brach, Chaim Shel Parnasa. There's always a shell. Chaim Shel Chilut Satzamos. When it comes to Yerushalayim, we say Chaim Sheyesh Bohem. Wouldn't it be better, more proper to say Chaim Shel Yerushalayim? So who asked this question? I saw this question from Rav Steinman. Someone gave me a say from Rav Steinman on the Nusach HaTfilah. So I quickly look yesterday in this section. He asked this question. Chaim shel Yerushalayim v'Yerushchet. Why do we change Chaim sheyesh bohem? So he answers that technically you're not supposed to ask for Yerushalayim, even though you can and you should, and it might work because Hakol bidei Shemayim chutz miYerushalayim. So part of our hishtadlus is to pray. That's the common answer. But he says that point is illustrated here in this nusach, where we recognize it's not something that Hashem will give us. The best that we can ask is that Hashem should give us a life where we have opportunities, where we have a seviva where that's conducive to Yirah Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away from us the nisyonos, all of the dangers which would lead us to fall away from Yirah Shemayim. Yeah. To make that point, we don't say shell, it's not 100% in Hashem's power, we have some bechira as well, but we ask Hashem to make it easy, chayim sheyesh b'hem Yirah Shemayim. It's a very nice point to explain a very simple question. Now, everyone knows the answer to the question. I'm not going to go through why do we have to have Yirah Shemayim twice. We have Yirah Shemayim twice. First, we have Yirah Chaim Shel, Yirah Shemayim, Yirah Shechet, and then we have Nochama, we have Shetei Vanuch, Avas Tev, Yirah Shemayim. So the simple answer is Yirah Achet and Yirah Haroinimus. Two different types of fear. This fear that's of sin, punishment, and then this awe. Yiras Haremus. The other answer is once you have Schomburg, everyone, once you have Oishav Chavod, so now you need another dosage, that's more of a joke, tongue in cheek. You need a little after Oishav Chavod, you need to have some, another dosage of Yiras Shemayim. But one answer that I really liked, I really resonates with me is that we're not asking for Yiras Shemayim. Chaim, the word Ahava, it's a beautiful word, the word Ahava is going on Yiras Shemayim. We're asking for a love of Yiras Shemayim. Chaim Shetehevanu. Ahavas Toira v'Yerushalayim. What else? We already asked v'Yerushalayim. We said it. No repetition. We asked already above. Chayim sheyesh b'hem Yerushalayim. We don't just want Yerushalayim. We want to love Yerushalayim. That's a whole different thing. If you have a love for Yerushalayim, it's a whole different type of bakosh. The word ahavas is not just going on ahavas Torah. It's also going on the love for Yerushalayim. Rav Steinman says something else very interesting. Why that we're asking not for Yerushalayim, we're asking for only Torah, ahavas Torah, that comes from Yerushalayim.
Right.
There are many people out there that love to learn. They love to learn. It's geschmack. They're sitting in a restaurant eating chazer, and listening, learning Reb Chaim. What? It's an intellectual. There are people. We all know there are people like that. It's an intellectual experience. They love to learn Torah. Intellectual pursuit. But it's not mitoch Yirah Shemayim. It's an entirely different experience. We live in a generation, there's a lot of discussion. We live in a generation today that people look at learning Torah as a religious experience. Is that really what it's supposed to be? Is that how you're supposed to view learning Torah? As a religious experience? It's a very tough question. It's not so simple. It's something you do. But is it a religious experience? Or does the Torah want you to learn Torah as a religion with a hat and jacket and the shekel? Yes and no. You have to know where to draw the line. You're not davening when you're learning Torah. There's a time for davening. There's a time for learning. But one thing is for sure. The learning has to come from Yirah Shemayim. If the learning is coming from purely a selfish motive because you enjoy the intellectual stimulation, that's a sakana. That's all it means in this expression. Now, what does it mean? Oisher v'chavot. Everyone knows Oisher v'chavot doesn't mean it means Ezehu Osher Hasomech b'chelkoi Ezehu mechubud hanechabed. It means you should have happiness and you should have the opportunity to give other people honor. If you are a successful person, think how much kavod you can give other people. Okay, now let's just jump ahead. We'll just jump back and forth. We mentioned over here the Chodoshim. Now, what is so strange, this comes from David Cohen. Others say they touch upon the same idea. We mentioned the months that are that come from Bavel. These are not Jewish names. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Is Nisan a Jewish name? It's Tammuz, it's Av, Elul. These are not necessarily, some want to say they are really Jewish names. And they were taken by the Babylonians, whatever, it's not so clear. But why don't we say that it's Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni? The way we count the months according to the Torah is not by name, it is by number.
Right.
It's by number. And this is bothering, I don't remember all the names, it's too much to memorize, but there are many places that are very disturbed why we don't at least do both. We like this much, we have Chodesh Rishon, Shehu Chodesh Nisan. And it could be there were some people who do actually do that. Every single month they actually count the number. That's the Iker. That's the Iker, the number, not the secular name of the month. So what's going on here? If you want to encounter the secular, so say the secular. So the only solution given is by Rav David Cohn. I mean, others touch upon this. Is the pasuk in, where was it, Ezra or Nehemiah? V'lo yoymar oid chay Hashem, or maybe it's Nantzinavi. V'lo yoymar oid chay Hashem, v'shehel v'asher hevias Hashem mi'eretz Yisrael. But the day will come where you'll no longer speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim, but you'll also focus on the geula from the godless Hashem was mekabe tzitchem o Yisrael. When Mashiach will come, no longer will we focus only on Yitzias Mitzrayim, we'll focus on the Geula HaAsida. And Yitzias Mitzrayim will be Tofel Kenega the Geula HaAsida. Coming out of Bavel to build the Bayish Sheni was Aschalta the Geula, the Geulta, was the beginning of Geula. So since here we're saying, Misha Austin, I'm saying, Gosam Yavis, the Cheris, who Yigal, the son of Bikarayv, Mitzrayim was already. We're coming now to the new Geula. The new Geula is a process. It began with the Bayish Sheni, which is a temporary structure of 420 years, and it's a part of a process. So we specifically omit Mitzrayim 1, 2, 3, 4, only focus on the names of the months from Bavel to allude to the new Geula. We're waiting for the Geula HaSido, which we're in process. That's what Rav David Cohn says. That's why we're makbid bedafka the secular names of the months from Bavel, not the names of Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, and so on and so forth. Okay, what about, this is a quick halachic issue, many people don't maybe got confused about this. When do you say Umocharoso? Rosh Chodesh, so and so. Ah, the Yebiyoim HaShlishi. Do you say Umocharoso, Yebiyoim HaShlishi? So you always say people do all these strange, bizarre things. So, now the truth is a Makar for everything. I saw a Makar for everything. I think I saw in the Siddur Vilna. He brings a lot of these things down, but the most popular approach is you only use the word umecharoso to be maflik between Shabbos and Chol. So if you have Shabbos and Sunday, or you have Friday and Shabbos, then between Friday and Shabbos you add the word umecharoso. But if you have just 2 days of the week, then you do not say umecharoso, or just on Shabbos. It's going to be on Shabbos and Shabbos. Only Shabbos. No, it's going to be, you don't say Mocharoso, Yom
Rishon. It's only Shabbos.
Yom Shabbos Kodesh, right. But Mocharoso, when you mafresh between Shabbos and Sunday, then you say the word. Now, why do we say Chaverim Kol Yisrael? Okay, today we say Chaverim, I think someone with a car coming to open up your locked door. What does it mean, Chaverim Kol Yisrael? So there's a halacha, and most of us, they come out and say the same thing, that the halacha, that the Bizman Shabbos, Hamidah Shaykham, we know this between Amo Aretz and a Chaver. It's an exclusive club. Only a Chaver is Becheskas Tahara. And Amo Aretz, if an Amo Aretz gives you something, you have to be Mafresh Demai, and you have to be Chayish, that his clothing are Tomei from Ziva, or so on and so forth, and a good chunk of Klaishul will be get there. Ame Horetz. The Ame is not a negative term. Today we use it as a negative connotation. It doesn't necessarily mean something negative. It means that they're not part of the club.
They're not the average
person. Not part of this exclusive club we call Chaver. However, there's a halacha in the Gemara says that on the Shalosh Regolim, which is only Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, only three times a year, if you go to Yerushalayim and you meet a person, he's every Am HaOretz is upgraded to a Chaver, or the laws of Chuma, with the laws of the Meiser, and the laws of Tumah. Why? The environment, the Seviva, the Asifa of being in Yerushalayim, when everyone is there, when there are millions of people there, that changes everyone's personality, become a Chaver. But there's going to be more than three holidays. There are going to be another 12 holidays. Because every Rosh Chodesh is going to be upgraded into the status of the Shalosh Regalim. It really was like that. It's only because of the Cheder Egel was taken away from us, given to the Noshim. But it's going to be, the Nela, we allude to that Bedatha when Makadesh the Chodesh. Chaverim Kol Yisrael. Why? Now that we're focusing on Rosh Chodesh, and now Rosh Chodesh is not a holiday, but we're being mispalul for the Geula of the Golos and Yavuz, the Chavus, the Gelt, and the Karav, Hashem will redeem us. V'kabis, the Chavim Yavakan, for Soaretz. And then we're going to celebrate Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh will be restored to the status of the Shalosh Regalim. Chaverim Kol Yisrael. It's a very expression. Everyone should be together. Chaverim, yes.
The interesting sidebar is that by the Yekis, they have a social religious status person. He's called a Chaver.
In other words,
tomorrow you're determining tomorrow.
Right.
But the yak is.
Yes. Correct. Yes, the yak. Yes. That you. It's a certain smich. You have to have smich to be called the chaver. Okay. Now, why are we mispalo for geula? When we mivarech the chodesh, so the simple reason is because it was the first mitzvah. It was a mitzvah that was given to us before Gula. That's what this week is parashas haChodesh. That's why this book is so popular this week. Everyone's promoting this sefer because this week is Shabbos haChodesh. Before Gula, before the Gula, the Mitzrayim, Hashem told Klal Yisrael haChodesh is Elochem Rosh Chodesh. So this is an appropriate time that we should the Gula Hasida will parallel the template of the Gula of Mitzrayim. So we mispal for Gula. That's the pashut. Dovakon is a very interesting idea. He says because the Geula is like the month, and unfortunately we know it all to be so true in history that before it gets good, before the light comes, it's very dark. It's darkest before it's light. And like the Holocaust, for the Holocaust, then came the State of Israel and so on and so forth, and renewal in Eretz Yisrael. And you want to talk about even in Mitzrayim, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died according to Chazal before the Gula. So when we mevarach the Chodesh, it's the very end of the month. It's the darkest time. That's why some people don't want to get married at the end of the month. It's a scary time to get married. It's the darkest time of the month. And since the month represents the renewal of Klal Yisrael, and we go in cycles, we're now at a tkufa with the golus. At the end of the month, the golus is thickest. And that's why specifically now, at the end of the month, we announce the Mullah, we have to be Mavakesh for Geula, because we sense golus the most at the end. That is obviously a beautiful minhag, and this minhag has a makar. I don't have all the sources for you, but there's a makar. It's not just something they do, is that you're supposed to sing the nigun, a nigun of the event that's going to occur that month. And when you mevarach the chodesh, and many people come before Chanukah, Kislev, they have a melody. When you say some part, you have a melody for Chanukah, for Purim, and for Pesach. There's a whole Shiloh. What about Av? Av and Av and Tammuz. Okay, someone here, I hear someone the melody of HaTikva. I know someone that used to always do that. Someone, oh, for Iyar, not for Iyar. Would always do that. Hey, Iyar. But what about, is it proper, this is a halachic issue, is it proper to have a melody for Eicha in Chodesh Av? So not everyone holds it's appropriate. It's not necessarily the most appropriate thing because...
Is it appropriate not to have
because,
any?
What?
It's appropriate not to have any.
Right, we learned yesterday that the Mogen Avram says that they didn't mevarach the Chodesh enough. An exception. There was no birch, we don't follow that minuk. And then we mentioned yesterday that even those who did mevarach the Chodesh Av had a different nusach. There was a special nusach, the birch is a Chodesh for Chodesh Av. But people do this. I've seen this done. I've seen people sing the Nigun of Elit Zion. I've heard that more than many times. Elit Zion for Birchas HaChodesh V'Chodesh Av is not. It's not necessarily the right thing to do. It's a controversial issue.
Shabbos.
Okay, Shabbos is also the Shabbos before L'Chadod. That's also controversial. That's also kind of. But we're going back before Shabbos Chazon. We're going back to we're still in Sivan. No, we're still in Tammuz. And you mivarech the Chodesh. You don't want to be mocked in Puranas. It's not a good thing. You don't fast in advance. Because this is just an interesting halakhic issue. And there's another very interesting minhag which we don't do. The minhag to mekadesh the Chodesh is upon who? It's upon the entire Klal Yisrael. Some had the custom, believe it or not, they would announce an amazing minhag. They didn't announce the moilit for this Chodesh. They announced the moilid for last month's moilid. Why? To force every single person to figure out this moilid. Okay, there are simonim. I don't know these simonim. The simonim he has, all these beautiful simonim. Right, yeah, this, he has everything. He has seven. What's the number?
793 over 1080.
Okay, there are simonim. Whereas time is short, they don't have time is short, but there are simonim. 112, 793. Next month's mode is one calendar, one weekday. If last week was on a Tuesday, then the next month is going to be on a Wednesday. 12 hours later than last month, and 793 chalokim. Chalok is, the chalok is 3.5 seconds. So the custom, really, the ideal thing is that the announcer should announce last month's Moilet.
And you,
everyone will sit there, figure out, because that's what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem for Klal Yisrael to make the calculation. It's a beautiful minute. It makes a lot of sense. It's what you go, it's cheating. It's cheating to sit in shul and someone should tell you what the Moilet is. Now some go to the other extreme and they say, it's no one's business to know what the Moilet is. Emunas Chachamim. Here's such a thing. Emunas Chachamim, no announcements when the Moilet is. And there's a simon for this. The Esther lo higid es moiladeta. And Esther comes from the word Sihara. Sihara means the moon. Esther is the Sihara. Hester Sihara lo higid es moiladeta. She did not reveal. This is private matters. This is for the elite, the chacham. Don't go start making calculations when you have no business making these calculations. So imam ishko mikotze la kotze. Everyone should make the calculation. We'll give everyone a break. Everyone start figuring out the moilet. Or there is no announcement whatsoever. Now that's not the minig, obviously. The minig is that one person makes the announcement, makes it in today, it's becoming very popular to announce it in two languages. They announce it in Yiddish tradition, or they like to show off that they can say a good Yiddish, and then they announce it for the Hamoinam in English. So that is a very interesting thing.
They say it's a common language and everybody understands.
Now another quick thing: Chaverim Kol Yisrael. By the way, there's a Gemara, there's a Medrash. I don't have the Medrash says Malachim are called Chaverim. There's a Medrash. You familiar with this Medrash? Malachim are called Chaverim. So we say Chaverim Kol Yisrael, it means that Klal Yisrael, it's a very high praise with the Geder Malachim. Now, Chaim Shemim Busho Chlima, what's the Chlima? Busho Chlima, the Malachim says Busho means embarrassment that someone brings upon you. You do nothing, you're sitting at peace and someone is mevaz you. Chlima is where you embarrass yourself. You do something foolish where other people embarrass you. Chilutz atzamos, what does that mean? That your bone should be no arthritis. Chilutz atzamos, the bone should be good. Stark, the Gemara says that one of the Amorim says, this is the me'ula shebe brachas. It is the most important bracha. The most important bracha is chilutz atzamos. There are many interpretations as to what that means, but it basically means good, strong help, and chalila, like chalutzim. An army goes out, the matzah of chalutzim, the bone should be firmly put in their sockets. It's a very important bracha. Okay, let me just say this other thing. Achayim aruchim. So we say, what is aruchim? Really, it should be arukim. Arukim with a dogish in the chaf is long life. However, that's not the minig. The minig is aruchim without a dot.
Dikduk is aruchim, not aruchim.
No, aruchim properly. Aruchim means healthy. Aruch. Yeah, we have to be going to the sources. Seemingly, there's a pasuk, in Yecheskel where aruk, long, the proper way to say long, if I'm not mistaken, will be with the dot. We are so used to it. It's become part of our vocabulary because we're so used to it, the way we translate it. But there are many things like that. It appears to be so. It appears to be so that arukim, long life, long, you have to ask medachnik, but the proper grammar would be aruk, would be with the dot. We again, the way we speak today is not the way biblical Hebrew. Okay, but it would be with long life. But what is it? Aruchim? Aruchim in Tanakh means healthy life. All different types of health. And that is indeed what all of these, a lot of the brachas here refer to expressions one of the trivia question. Nothing is trivia, but I just mean baratan. Where else do we spell for life? Oishay v'chavayt. What other tefillah in the year do we ask for Oishar v'chavayt, which we've translated to mean it's only one of the tefillah and a whole liturgy. Tashlich. And Tashlich, we mispalel Chaim shel Oishar v'chavayt la'avoydo secha. That appears to be the only other place. Okay, let me just make sure I got everything I wanted to tell you. Okay, okay, that's it. One other very short thing. This is an important fact. Which moila do we announce? Do we announce the moila in Yerushalayim or do we announce the local? So some learn this is a topic in and of itself. The main reason why Bizman is that we announce the moilid is not like I told you yesterday. It's not a community service announcement and it's not Kiddush HaChodesh. It's purely to know when is the last time to do Kiddush Levana, because you have from the time of the Moilid, you have 15 days. You have half a month from the time of the Moilid, so it's just a Kiddush Levana announcement. Kiddush Levana where? When you were Shalayim or here? The halach is local. That would indicate that the proper time to tell the Moilid is not Yerushalayim time, but it's local time. We don't do that.
And you interpolate it.
But we don't do that. We the fact that the minhag is to announce Yerushalayim time indicates that we don't focus on that minhag. We focus on Kiddush HaChodesh.
What
was it?
Go ahead.